Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and today is Friday. We're here to have another wonderful healing session. Tonight is our paranormal event, so if you wish to call in about paranormal activities, by all means, call in. The interesting thing we had last Wednesday was about the robotics that people have in them. That was quite interesting. So if you have any questions about that, you can go on the fast chat and also call in. It's just quite interesting. And a lot of people say that they felt much better after getting this fifth-dimensional robotic mechanical energies off of them. So let's do some healing here. Let's do an emotional clearing. So here we go. We'll do this last week here from Friday, last Friday to this Friday. So here we go. So think of an issue that happened to you that you want to have released. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, that's released. Let's do a feeling body. These are all invisible energetic bodies. And remember, you should have these cleared out of you for your whole lifetime. Just having these samples is not going to bring you wellness. It'll help you for like 1 or 2 days out of your whole life, and you know how long you live. So it's just a few days that you're having this clearing on, and it's not. And also, it's not a complete clearing. So here we go. Feeling body. From Friday to today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pain body, same process. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And anxiety, let's work with that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do trauma. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do... see here. Any ideas, Sylvia? I'm trying to pull one out of the hat here.
Let's see some of the bodies that we haven't done recently. Maybe the what is the one the mind of the body?
Okay, the mind of the body is your healer. That's your internal healing mechanism inside of your body. So here's mind of the body. So if you have any physical concerns, illnesses, this one here is what you'd want to do to get jump-started. And this also, is a body that also gets turned off when you have the death barcodes. So if you're probably over 20, you do have them. This is why it's so important to have the alien death barcode released from you, because this body gets turned off and shut down each time it comes into a barcode. So if you're, say, 50 years of age, you probably already had a couple of them at least. And so each time you come up to that death barcode, remember this is from your natal chart, then this body becomes dysfunctional because it doesn't need to help you because it knows that you're going to be dying. Why would it even go forth to help you when it knows that it's going to be no use for it? Because it's controlled by a program from the planets, the stars, etc., and it gets turned off. So here we go, or shut down almost completely. This is the mind of the body. So if you have any physical concerns, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. A lot of energy there. Let's do the mind to heart drop. So again, think of an elevator. 10th floor is maybe your forehead, inside of your head, your thoughts that you get between your ears. Going to drop you down into your heart center, and this will be in your first floor of the elevator, we'll say. So here we go. I'm going to drop down, count backwards. Your spirit now is going to be doing this for you. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, if you think a thought, the thought should be just a non-judgment. And if you get a positive thought coming to you or a negative thought, you're not in your heart because your heart cannot judge, which is your spirit energy also. Your spirit cannot judge. So if you have judgment there, you're not in your heart. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Well, first I want to say hello and welcome to everyone. We're very happy to have you here on Friday night with us, July 2nd. And we're excited about the Independence Day weekend. That's great. And we'd love to communicate with you throughout the show. If you're new to the program, we welcome you to call in or actually to also go on the fast chat if you'd prefer. And the way to do that is you can scroll down on the Creation Lightship page. You'll see the fast chat link. Just click on it, and you can type in a question for Ron or a comment. Or you can call in and talk live and ask your questions and request a sample healing. So the phone number for tonight is area code 415-762-1161. That's 415-762-1161. And we would love to have you on. And if you haven't already gone to the Creation Lightship page, please go ahead and do that now. And you can scroll down the page and you'll see just a beautiful picture of a light being there. And this is a picture that was actually drawn by an artist in real time, an artist who was actually in front of the light being, and the light being allowed them to draw their portrait. And the wonderful thing about this is that Ron will actually bring in the light being energy through the picture during the radio program, and you can connect in your heart center with that beautiful being for healing and for divine energies. So it's a definite treat. And pay attention while Ron brings in that energy, because you can see the colors around the face shift and change, the rainbow colors. You'll see probably a more three-dimensional effect. You'll feel the eyes watching you. If you move your head from side to side, they'll follow. There's conscious presence there, and it's just absolutely wonderful. But the trick is to just really go into your heart center and connect there, and that's where you will feel that divine energy, because it's not a mind energy. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, to bring up what we would like to do tonight or what we'd like to talk about.
Let's first bring in the male energy in the light being. So everybody, scroll down on your scroll bar, inch or so, and you're going to see a light being pop up beneath the blinking flower. And let's bring in this male energy. So here we go. So coming in stronger, 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 stronger. That's feeling good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So look at the light being now. You should feel peace energy coming from this energy. We'll bring it in some more for healing. And you may feel the room around you become electrified. So this is what the males do. Room gets very crisp. So here we go. Stronger, stronger. We're waiting for a call in, everybody. Stronger, 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 feels good, stronger, 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 and stronger. Well, that feels good to me. So we're waiting for a call-in. Maybe we could talk about the show that we had last Wednesday on BBS. So if you haven't listened to the Wednesday show on the archives, I would definitely recommend doing that. quite interesting about getting these mechanical energies out of us. The robotic movements and people's body actions. I had people commenting, the ones that sent emails, and if you still haven't sent one from Wednesday, please send one, because we're going to be creating a web page, and I need your help. So your help is definitely wanted and maybe even needed to see if we can cover most of the information that is needed to be done. So it will speed me up to get it up on the website. So if you wish to partake in that, in the subject line, just put robot. That would be fine. And if you listen to the program, you feel the energies leave you. This is the controlling energies from fifth dimensional, like a blueprint around you, invisible energy, controlling you. Remember, the dark side, all I deal with is control. Control and programs. And so this program is around you. And it's very interesting that a lot of people talk about us going into the fifth dimensional reality for ascension. Some talk about 4D. But you can see definitely that 5D is where they're making us into robots. This is where this energy is coming from. So kind of get a clue. This is why we have on the website the 2012 ascension barcode release from you. So if you get stuck into reading things, getting information from other websites about the 2012 ascension process, or that something's going to happen in 2012, well, the aliens are connecting probably to all of those websites without the people putting it on, you know, knowing about it. And it's, they're transmitting energy to you through that so that they can take you and abduct you into another parallel lifetime. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so yeah, that's very, very interesting. On Wednesday, Ron brought up this whole aspect of the robotism. In other words, you know, you've probably seen extreme cases of people that were walking around that there was really nobody home. They were just a robot, and they just kind of went through the motions of what they were programmed to do, but if you tried to get them, you know, to really be there in the present moment and respond to, you know, life around them, they really couldn't do that. They were just on their program. But what Ron is saying is that all of us, to some degree, have these this robotic programming coming and affecting us from the fifth dimensional level. And that it's sort of like a computer system full of circuitry. And so when we're walking, are we really consciously in the present moment walking, or is this a program that we're operating on? So on the Wednesday show, we had some wonderful clearing samples of, for example, releasing the robotic, or at least one robotic programming influence from our feet, another one from the neck, from the head, and so forth. And then people had some very great experiences with that and feedback and so on. So, and that is going to be a clearing that's going to be available on the website soon, and Ron was asking for help as far as suggestions about what body systems to clear and what well, what else were you specifically looking for suggestions on, Ron?
Yeah, maybe how people felt, what could be added to that particular, you know, all the different drop-down boxes that we've been putting up. So if you've had other healings with us, you know that we use a lot of drop-down boxes to make this healing a lot more effective. So whatever you can send me to help assist on this page would be wonderful. So it's kind of up to you guys. The sooner I get the information, the quicker it's going to be up, because I'm moving along quite fast in what I'm doing here. So I don't always have time to stop with what I'm doing to think of a page. Right now I'm working on the shadow body page, and we're going to be putting up another one. Let me think what that one is here. It'll be the chakra one shortly here. And what I will ask and mention indicate is that we're going to have a new page up just for the conference call next month. And it's going to be an addendum for that. So if you're on the conference call, you're going to be able to go to the website and do additional healing. So this is like a little bonus, and it's going to be related to alien blood parasites, alien blood waste products, alien odd harmonics with the blood, alien blood barcode, and then naturally spirit infusion. So if you do get on the call, it's $200 for yourself, plus $100 for a significant other living with you if they wish to come on. Or if they don't want to come on it, you can always add them yourself. The light chip always says yes, because your spirit is connected to the light chip, and that's doing the work. So you don't need anybody's permission, because remember, when you ask somebody's permission, what are you asking? You're asking their mind, and the mind is controlled by the aliens. So why would you want to ask the darkness to get rid of the darkness? They're going to tell you no. So I think you understand that. So if you have children, they're free under 18 living at home. So it'll be a wonderful addendum here for you to help out additional healings. And these calls will be 28 hours of healing, starting the 17th, which will be a four-hour ascension call. And the next day will be the 8th, which will be an eight-hour call on Sunday. And that'll be for the next three consecutive Sundays. So if you want to come on absentee, that's available too. So we have somebody who has a birthday. So, peace, this is for you. So we're going to go to the light ship here. This will only work if people listening right now. And we go to the food court normally for people with birthdays, and they give us a little birthday cake. It's not going to be very large. They may have a little small candle on this little piece, but let's ask peace what type of cake you would like. So before we go up, let's find out what you would like to have. And just type that into the fast chat. And let's see here. What can we do here in the meantime here? Let's do a healing here. I'll take off part of the robotics here with the light being on. The males are up now. Your room is probably very electrified. So we're going to take the robotics off of your shoulders, okay? Remember, these are programs that tell your body how to react. And here we go. This will be like shoulders, rotator cuffs. Here we go. So I'm going to count to 10. And like I said, this part of the show right now, this robotic part will only work live. The one on Wednesday will work for probably a couple of months here. So here we go. Or until I get the website up. Here we go. So coming up, the actual healing. There will be a whole lifetime healing with unlimited usage on it if you choose to go into that other part of that particular healing. And I would probably strongly recommend it. So here we go. This is going to take away the energy of your robotic energies, controlling you, body actions. So this is what we call robotic mechanical healing. So here we go. One, just kind of feel, you're going to do your right shoulder first. One, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, right shoulder. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh boy, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I better count to about 40. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40. So just kind of see how your right shoulder feels. And for myself, running all the energy through me, my right shoulder feels about maybe, if I were to say the word, maybe one-third of the tension of what it has in the left side, okay? Now we'll do the right side now to balance you out. Left side healing for the robotic energies from the fifth-dimensional aliens coming to us here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, oh boy, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. It's a lot looser now. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40. There we go. So, like, you ought to get up and walk, move your shoulders, and I always have people walk during my session. So some people think they can just walk maybe 3 steps and that's good. No, you want to walk about 20 steps. So get up and walk because it will move the energy in your body to help release this. And wiggle your shoulders around. You may want to bend over, stretch, twist, and maybe move your arms in a circular motion and just see how your body is responding. Walking during the healing sessions is very, very important. So,
well, that's very relaxing, Ron. It's really, like, it was very interesting to experience just one at a time, because then, like you said, you could really feel how one side was very different than the other. And anyone have any comments about what they experienced during this, or if you were on Wednesday night, if you'd like to comment about your experiences on that one? That was very interesting because Ron did the feet and legs, and then we got up and walked, and that was like a whole new experience in walking. So,
yeah, it was quite something.
Love to hear the comments. Yeah.
Quite something.
And,
so this will only work now going to the light ship. This is for peace. For, I think it's a lady, I think. So peace. If you're not a lady, then you're a man. But I think it's the lady. And we're going up now to the light ship. And here we go. And I think we're going to have, a piece of cake with hot fudge and maybe a strawberry on the top. How's that sound to you, Sylvia?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, so here we go.
Strawberries. Ice cream.
You have to ask for seconds. So here we go. We're going up to the light ship, everybody, for a birthday party for peace. And we do have people online who can actually see us up there. Now, these little portions are not very big, unfortunately. We're getting a large portion, which is probably about an inch square. So here we go. It's now in front of everybody. And we all have our own little piece of this cake with hot fudge on it and a strawberry on the top. So we're going to put that into our mouth now. And I'll count to five as it goes in. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And we're having that now. And you're going to notice in about a minute, you're going to feel like you had, you know, something large, you know, maybe like half of a dinner portion of food, okay? And we'll get the seconds here for everybody. So here we go. I don't think we can do thirds, but seconds that we could probably do. If you don't want it, you feel full, then you don't have to have it. So here we go. This is seconds here, and we're going to be singing Happy Birthday to Peace up there. And here we go. So coming into our mouth now, it's in our hand. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And I'm feeling pretty full. Now, this is very high energy nutrients for us here, even though it may sound like maybe like junk food with hot fudge on it, but these are all very nutritious for us here. Okay, so happy birthday, peace, and wonderful. Let's come back from the light ship, and here we go, coming back down, and we're here. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. Maybe we can get a caller online here. This is our paranormal show also, but I don't think anything's much more paranormal than these robotic stuff. This list takes the shows on TV with the paranormal experiences of looking for ghosts, you know, in haunted houses. That's like preschool to us here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, we have some wonderful comments and questions on the fast chat. So I see a comment from Chris. He says, wow, I had serious pain in my shoulder from an injury in my left shoulder, and now the pain is gone. Also, the thing in there was spiky. So that's very interesting. Let's see. Eli says, some sort of threaded time cords to the fifth dimension with dots and tails around us, antennas. So thank you for sharing what you saw. Judy says, can aliens from the Galactic Federation look like shadow people?
Yes, they can. So a shadow, what I call a shadow body, is a program, and this is like a robot that comes into us, more like a clone body, and it's only run by a program, but it looks identical to you. And yes, so yeah, if you're around and all of your friends happen to be taken to a parallel life so that they're no longer here on this planet, then what would happen would be in their place would be a clone body. And that would be from the Federation. Yes, that would be correct. They would be aliens in a sense. And or they could be aliens here walking around also. But the clone bodies are from the aliens. So I'm not maybe answering the question the way it was presented here. So the aliens can bring in clone bodies, which could be shadow bodies. Okay, yes, that is correct. Can an alien just show up here on its own with a body that you don't know about? Yeah, I see them all the time in New York, on the subways, especially on the street walking around. I do see a lot of clones. So those could be aliens, and or they could be from what I call the basement here. So the basement is where all the underground people are living. And remember, there's underground cities here that are being constructed. I won't go into that too much. They're probably already built, and they're already here. So what we have on the surface more than likely is basically duplicated in the underground. So just think of going into a gigantic shopping mall that's on the surface here. That could exist perfectly fine underground, okay? Remember, the people down there need to do shopping. I need to get things, so which is another way of looking at it. Are the people that you see up here, the clones, if they're not alien, then they're clones from the underground, but they probably have a real body underground, and the clone is walking up here. So we have two different ways of looking at it. We have the clone bodies that are brought to us by the aliens off-planet that come here, okay, in parallel lifetimes, and we also have the clone bodies of people that are here that actually live in the underground, and those physical bodies are there, but the clones are up on the surface here doing their job like they normally would do. And most clones typically do not age. They can look better each year, but at some point they start to break down because they don't have spirit energy in them because they're up here living without that connection to spirit. And I think a lot of the maybe older clones start to break down with their bones, okay? So having bone ache problems. But I won't get into that too much. I'm sure there's other people out there talking about this, you know, out on the circuit, so I don't want to get too involved with this here. It's not what my function here is to educate everybody about clones, just that they do exist. And you don't want to be a clone yourself. That's why you want to typically pinch your arm a little bit, but you don't want to make it bruised. Maybe slap yourself and, you know, on your arm, tap yourself, and that brings you here. If you have an awakening consciousness, if you kind of wake up and go, wow, you know, I'm more alert now. Being alert means that you were not here. So then I'll ask you, where were you? And I asked that to the people in one of my lectures that I had. In fact, I asked one person who kind of jumped when I did this, and he didn't know where he was, and I don't think anybody else does either, but they're still physically in the room, at least the representation of them are. Remember, the dark side can stretch time out. They can stop time, and you can be listening to this program here or other programs anywhere, watching TV, and they can take you out instantly, put in a clone. Your whole family members will look at you and think you're still there doing this, and you're out doing something else somewhere else, and then they bring you back here. and you cannot tell the difference because you cannot tell when they stop time. So it's very interesting. So let's still waiting for a caller. There's got to be somebody out there who was on the Wednesday show who had benefits by the healings that we did on Wednesday. Remember, you had Thursday to take advantage of the healings that you had, and also today. So I'm waiting for a phone call. So maybe we'll just be quiet until someone calls, Sylvia.
Well, let me give the phone number again. It's area code 415-762-1161. We don't have a toll-free one on Friday night, so it's a California number, 415-762-1161. And thank you, Peace, for your wonderful comments. He says, I feel peace in my heart as if I am floating, so light and joyous feeling. And I'm sure everyone felt that beautiful energy on the light ship for your birthday. So happy birthday again. And, oh, yes, and Ron, he says, you're correct, a female.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it's like here. I don't always know the people who are on the fast chat, unless they use their name. So Peace is very nice. Boy, I don't know. We need some interaction here. This is our paranormal show,
questions.
People.
Well, we have a few questions from Eli.
Okay, Eli, you're on.
He says, something with time throat tension.
Time throat tension. So, I believe that would be where maybe your throat could be corded to a different timeline. Remember, you have alien time. We have our time here, and then you also have alien time. So is that alien controlling time in the past or in the future or in the now? There's three different types of alien times. So let's do a throat healing.
We have
okay.
Someone on, I believe, if you want to take a little break.
Yeah. Let me do this alien time one here real quick. So if you can just stay online, caller, for a couple minutes, that'd be wonderful. So here we go. Let's do the alien time in the past. So we're going to take away the robotic energy from the past. Let's say the last day, okay? So you can relate to it. So the last day, that would be out of sync. It could be... you know, from the past, a second before our time works. Okay? Remember, they can either be behind time. So this one here will be behind time from the past. So we'll go back one day for throat robotic energy. And I may want to put this also on the website, but if you people can help me to jot these notes down, that'd be great. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to do the present moment of alien time, which would be what our time is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Remember, these are robotic programs. Now we'll do the future. You know, maybe they're a second in the future, bringing us into their timeline into the future. This may be why things don't work for you properly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. So we have a caller on. Who's there?
Hi, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, hi there.
Hey, welcome, Chris.
Thank you. I had a question about something that happened to me earlier today, but wow, after you just did that clearing, I feel really... I feel like a big heaviness was taken off, like something with my throat and with like my stomach as how it relates to like whether I'm feeling nauseous or up to doing something. It seems like, control, like your solar plexus energy or something, like whether or not I have the ability to control myself is what I feel like just left, and or what was?
Sounds like your phone went off there or a disconnection. So the throat and stomach energies. So maybe the stomach was anxiety, and maybe attempting to communicate with the robotic energy made your physical stomach here maybe anxious. So that's what I would kind of get on that. What do you think, Sylvia?
Yeah, I understand that connection between the, you know, kind of like the throat and the stomach and that feeling. So maybe we can, do you want us to do a clearing that would relate to the stomach as well?
Yeah, so let's do the throat here. So again, we'll work on, we'll just do this timeline here that we're in. Remember, there's also, to make it more disconcerting, there's more than one alien race doing this to us. So, you know, pointing your finger at one of these here, you know, there could be hundreds. That's the sad thing. So here we go. Throat energy in our time. Robotic energy being released. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do stomach energy. Robotic stomach energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so kind of just see how that's feeling. Boy, yeah, this clearing is going to be a very big clearing on the website, getting the stuff off of us. There's also, you know, probably robotic energies maybe for each body organ, like we just got through doing here in a sense. There's probably robotic energy used to control our thoughts, although we have clearings similar to that. But we may have to go a little deeper for this clearing. So anyway, I'll wait for people to give me information on how they responded to different healings, what they felt, and also what they would suggest to be on the healing page. So back to you, Sylvia. Thank you, Chris, for calling.
It's interesting. Eli is mentioning after that throat clearing, feels now like flower energy there instead of a robot energy. Really nice flower unfolding in the throat now. So that's nice. And let's see. Looking for any other questions on the fast chat. Stephanie was mentioning after the robotic clearing a few days ago, kind of went into a bit of a depressed state after that, and then it passed. So she doesn't know if that was related to the clearing or not. It's over. But, Ron, do you have any comments on what we can sometimes go through after a clearing?
Boy, on this one, it's hard to say because there's so much interaction that's going on. Remember, your body has to catch up with the healings. And so even though the healings take place, the body needs to go through an integration process. So that's not like other healing modalities here where you have to actually go through an emotional healing. The body has already went through the healing, but the energy in the body has to make its connections. And that could be why it might be feeling maybe a little stressful, maybe a little anxiety or something. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, to me,
this show tonight right now feels like it's going in slow motion to me. Either those energies got released. I don't have any idea or you know, input. I'm in the moment right now completely. But it just feels like this is like in slow motion. So anybody else out there feel the same way? It's an odd show tonight since we started doing this here. Let me bring in some life force energy. So I'll bring in the red energy for life force. This we do on our conference calls. They're $20 for a one-hour conference call on the light ship. Maybe this will help bring things around here. So here we go. Sit back and relax. Here comes the red energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So I'm just wondering if anybody out there listening is having selective hearing, okay? remember, that since we're controlled by the aliens and we're dealing with their control programs of being robots, sometimes you may not hear my words correctly. So you may have interference out there, possibly, and maybe this is why it feels like it's going slow, because some people are actually being turned off energetically with listening to the program. So did the red energy help? What do you think, Sylvia? And we'll get some fast chat information, too. Oh, I hear a caller. Is there a caller out there?
Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Okay, yeah, I still have the phone with a phone problem. About robots and their programs and whatnot, as far as dealing with making programs for systems that run and operate like for computers and whatnot, is that they always have a backup system to reroute any damaged system. So maybe your clearing should have something for if you take out the clearing, to put a spacer in there or something to stop any reinitiation of a program?
Well, that's good. Okay, yeah, maybe you could send me an email on that, too. That's great. Yeah, we're probably dealing with that backup system right now. So let's clear that away, okay? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're right on tune.
And,
okay, here
and
we go.
I'm going to go. It's really, really noisy on my side of the
antenna. Alien backup program. As we tampered with the first one, the second one's fallen into place. And there could be more than one, but we'll get the second one here. So here we go. We're going to take this away. Going to empower the light beam on your monitor screen. These are the male energies. And I'll count to 10 to increase them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good. And we're going to take this energy away. So I'll count to 10. This is your backup plan. So 1, 2, I'm yawning. 3, you may be yawning out there too. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to go to 50. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. So kind of maybe give yourself a little tap. Pinch yourself a little bit here and just see if you're a little more awake and see if you're numbed out or not. If you don't jerk or yawn, if you yawn, that's good, but if you somehow come more awake when you tap yourself, that's because you weren't here. So you may want to look into that aspect for yourself of why you weren't here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, it was interesting because right when you started to talk about the show feeling dead and so on, my line got cut. So I missed what kind of clearing you were doing just then.
Okay, that's a backup plan. They have an extra plan in place here, a different program. So when one becomes offline, terminated, I should use the word, the other one pops in.
Interesting.
Yep. Did I hear a beep there?
I don't know. Do we have anyone on the line? Any caller on? I guess not, but we'd love to have you call. The number is 415-762-1161. And let's see.
I'm going to do a clearing here for alien body parts, robotic body parts and people.
Okay.
Like I mentioned before in the past, if you went to a practitioner, this will be a little scary for some of you, but if you went to a practitioner in the past and they did some energy work on you and you had a problem fixed, it could be very possible that they use a mind energy, and in the mind energy you were transported, taken out of time. The aliens could have worked with you out of time and fixed your problem and put inside of you an alien body part. Okay, so that's the gist of it here. So if you had any problems and you went to a practitioner and they did something to you and you felt wonderful afterwards, think of that right now. And if it is alien, we're going to release it, and then we'll have the light ship come in and replace it with a part of the light from your spiritual blueprint. Remember, the dark copy your spiritual blueprint. And we'll get the caller in a minute here. So thank you for calling, whoever it is there. So here we go. Think of a problem that you may have had that got corrected by a practitioner. Here we go. Count to 20. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, oh, man, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay. If it's something on the outside of you, you might move it. Maybe it's a finger or something or a shoulder. And just see how it's feeling. So, anyway, food for thought, everybody. So, we have a caller on, I believe. I heard a beep. Somebody out there?
Hi, this is Tina.
Tina, okay. Hi,
hello?
Tina.
Yeah. Hi, I was calling to see what you thought about homeopathic remedies.
I have nothing against the homeopathic remedies. As long as they're not charged up by mind energy from somebody and then given to you saying it will do a certain thing. So if they're in wholeness, that would be fine.
How would you know?
If you have any type of mind energy associated with it, then the mind energy is darkness. What you could do, if you have some, go onto the website and you can do an object charging for $1. Put that in front of you, whatever you're going to be taking, and the light ship will decharge it of negativity and make it more body compatible for you.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, that would be a very interesting experiment too, because homeopathics are just typically put on little milk sugar or kind of salt type little tablets, and you could take some that didn't have any energy imprinted into it and then go to the website and do the object charging and just put in the little box what you would like it to be activated with and use that. That would be very interesting to have the light beings activate it with what you need.
That's a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah. And let's see, any other questions for Ron or comments?
I know I have some more, but I'll call back with them. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Tina. Let's see, we have a question, Ron, on the fast chat about if there's robotic programming related to aging.
Probably so, I would imagine, yes. That's all robotic stuff. A lot of our movies have the people in there who are clones or robots anyway that you view. I won't get into that too much, but that's the way it works. So, yes, I'm sure that they would have that in there.
All right, well, as a little break, we have a lovely request from Cool on the Fast Jet to experience some orange energy and some rainbow energy.
Okay, so here's the orange energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and the rainbow energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. There we go.
That's wonderful. Really, really wonderful. You know, Ron.
Yeah, the light ship, remember, does all the work for you. So if you use a different modality, or use one with the light chip healings, it will make the light chip healings less effective because using mind energy. So either use source energy or you use mind energy. There's only two things out there. And when you use mind energy, I have people who I see listening to my, when I'm at the expos now with the monitor screens, they'll start to maybe tap their body, or they'll start to do, emotional freedom technique and everything else, what they have taught, learned about, and they start doing that stuff, then it takes away the healing because they're using mind energies. And, it's very sad, but people are not used to having instantaneous healings and having it work that fast. So they think they have to come through and do things thinking that it could help themselves by using some very low-density, earth-based healing brought to us by the darkness. So it's very disconcerting to see people do that. So when you go on Lightship Healings, there's nothing for you to do. It's all done for you. And if you do interfere with the healing by trying to increase the energy or anything besides walking, then the healings will be less effective for you because you're bringing in darkness into the light. And you're bringing in a modality that should not be connected to yourself. So I just wanted to indicate that because that happens to some people. So this is the way the Lightship works. They do everything for you. So back to you, Sylvia. And we do have our conference call tonight after this program. I'll probably be on about 5 minutes after the hour. And the phone number is 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009. And it'll be about a one-hour call for people to call in, ask questions about Lightship Healings, what they've experienced from their healings, if they have any questions. It's mainly designed for the new people to come on to ask questions. If we don't have any questions, then we have the older people, we'll say the more experienced ones with the Lightship Healings to come on and ask the questions. And normally they're more advanced. So if you are a new person, don't be timid. Ask your question. Even if you think you're with a bunch of old-timers here listening, everything helps. So don't think it's too stupid by asking a question that might sound too simple for yourself. They always help everybody out there. So it's designed to have people ask questions about the healings and how they work. And you can ask the group who's online listening to what they experienced and different things like this here. So I come on and talk about things, but it's really up to you people out there to come on and to, present yourself and to ask questions. So the phone number again is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009. And like I said, I'll be on about 5 minutes after the hour, and it'll start in about 4 minutes. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I just wanted to read some of the wonderful comments on the fast chat. We had Stephanie said smiling and feeling more energized. Marianne says feel much improved, shoulders better. And Chris has an interesting comment. He says, man, this show flew by too, faster even than Wednesday. And it's really interesting, Ron, because at that point where you mentioned it felt like it was dragging.
Yes.
It seemed like we were like maybe only halfway through. And then in the blink of an eye, we were all of a sudden at the end of the show.
Yeah. So you can see how they manipulate time on us, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's the one way to look at it.
I guess we had our own paranormal experience.
Yeah, that's a good paranormal one. Very interesting. So let me bring in some peace energy here.
Okay, wonderful.
And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you're a newcomer, we have a lot of free healings on the website, creationlightship.com. And we have a Be Here Now clearing. You can listen to some of the archives on the very top of the website page there. Just click on the little drop-down box, and you can hear different BBS shows there. We have just many things there that are free for people. And it's quite interesting to get comments from people about how they really enjoy the mind-to-heart drop and stuff. oh, and then the space clearing, and I forgot what else we had. We have so many different things now that it gets, for myself, very interesting. So the main thing is that this show is about getting you more in your body with your spirit, and that means that you have to get rid of the densities. This is what Jesus did when he walked the earth. They said he got rid of sins from people, healed them from their sins, took away their sins, which is your DNA. He took away the judgments out of your DNA so you could do the ascension. Same thing now, just that is 2,000 years later. So if you're interested in what Jesus did, this program is it. Only one of them. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, our time is at an end for right now, so I'll just say goodnight and blessings, everyone. We'll be on Monday, Ron and Annika, at 4 p.m. Pacific, so please come back for that. Oh, and then, of course, tomorrow, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship at 9 p.m.
Oh,
so
yes,
we will see you
come
then.
On that one.
Yeah.
So, blessings to all of you, and see you later. I'll be on the conference call line, 646-519-5800. Be there in probably about 5 or 6 minutes here. So people can call in, too. I'm sure somebody will be online to talk with you. Bye, everybody. Blessings.
Good night.